Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just a little Texas blues bringing this back. I love me some blues. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. There's a little ZZ Top there. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Lennox Cornwall. Lennox is a great resource for us, a great consultant. He's been a great consultant for us in the years he's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust. Embracing failure, your key to success. Lennox, I need your website, please.
LennoxCornwall.com.
All right, so check it. Just spell it out, and you'll like it. You'll thank me for telling you about it when you get there. Hey, Lennox, we're talking about how to get yourself a little bit more prepared. Some of the softer approaches to getting yourself prepared. The hard options are study and read and talk to people and, you know, stay in the marketplace and networking and all that. And then the soft side is maybe getting away a little bit, taking a vacation, taking a day off, taking an hour, going for a walk in the woods and changing your perspective. Giving your subconscious, see, this is what I think people don't realize. There's a whole existence of you. You have parallel universes, I believe, Lennox. I believe we all have parallel universes in our lives. We have the universe that we see and that we're engaged in, that we're excited about, that we're frightened about. And then there's this subconscious universe that's going on under the water, so to speak, that's happening, that has a lot of wisdom there and a lot of perspective, but you've got to get quiet to go there, don't you?
You absolutely do, and in my practice, Jim, this is the area that I focus on with small business owners, because it is significantly the largest piece of who we are. It's like if you watch an iceberg or something like that, or a glacier. You know, they say that I think it's 5 or 10% of the glacier is showing, the rest of it is underneath, and that's what the subconscious is like. We think that we have got free will in that we run around and we make all these decisions. Well, you know, even the best psychologists now are telling us that, no, we are being driven by our subconscious mind. So the things I'm giving you guys now are things to help you, if you like, take control of the reins so that you're the ones who are actually driving your subconscious rather than it driving you. If you listen, you get the guidance to actually start truly being, you know, living a life of free will, making decisions that you're consciously making rather than being driven by them subconsciously.
And you also talk about if we got a fourth way of thinking about this too.
We do, and you actually gave me a wonderful segue when you talked about not actually necessarily getting things while you're dreaming as you come out. So the fourth practice is journaling, and I was going to say we have to keep a journal by the bedside for exactly that, Jim. And I love your idea of actually having a whiteboard or something in the shower. I think my wife would think I'm crazy, but I don't care. Who cares, right? It's a good idea.
Well, we've already established that, Cornwall.
Indeed we have. And as I mentioned earlier, whenever I go for a walk, I absolutely always have a pad with me.
Because you'll forget it. Now, you know, I'll have the most genius thing anybody in the universe has ever thought about, and I'll say, wow, this is genius. And I didn't write it down, and I think, I won't forget that, but I did.
Jim, listen, I could be reading a book, and in one paragraph, I've got to make a note of that, and then in the next paragraph, what was that again?
Yeah.
It's important to do it.
And it's not just because I'm old. I did this years ago.
Exactly. Got to do it right now, because there are so many things distracting us. Our thoughts are driven and dragged in every which way.
But if you can't write it down, and it is important, try to do, I've forgotten the term they use for it, but try to connect it to something that you think you will remember. That when you try, what do you call it? Word association?
Word association.
Yeah, that's it. So there's another term. But anyway, try to connect it to something, if it sounds like something, and then bring that up. And that way, when you're thinking about it, you can, it's like breadcrumbs, right? It's like following breadcrumbs back to the source.
Absolutely.
So what else about journaling? Last thoughts. I got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, okay. The last thing about journaling is if you really want to be a journaling theme, the good one, is to not just journal, as I mentioned already, but at the end of every workday, take your journal and write down the good and the bad things that happened in the day and whatever you feel inclined to write down, and then review that at the end of the week. And mm-hmm. you'd be surprised at the great ideas you get from that.
Mm-hmm. And some things you'll write down won't be ready yet. They aren't ready to hatch.
Exactly.
And just put them in the nest, let them sit there for a while. Maybe in 6 months they'll incubate a little bit, turn into something good. Hey, Lennox, I need the website again, please.
LennoxCornwall.com. LennoxCornwall.com.
All right. Hey, Lennox, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. You had a good one.
Lennox Cornwall is Embracing Failure. That's his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.